Well, I'm happy. Wow, what a view. Wow. See, I didn't see all this sitting down there until I got up here. I've got the best seat in the house. I have the most beautiful view. You can't imagine how I feel standing here looking at you. I've got the best seat in the house. And I do. Hey, I'm up today. I hope you're up today. I hope that you're going to get something today that might help you be up today. We ought to be the happiest people on the planet. Are you kidding me? If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, my gosh, you got a home waiting in heaven. You got a Savior that loved the pants off of you. He hung on a tree, bled for you, died for you. He paid a price that He didn't know, and it's one that we couldn't pay. He took care of that. Can we praise the Lord for that? We're going to do something a little bit crazy. I want you to stand up. And I want to do this, and I want Gary to hear it. What I want you to do this is tough. I love my brother. I want you to thank the Lord for your preacher right now. Thank the Lord for your preacher. Yes! Come on! He loves you today. I want you to love God. I want you to love your preacher. When you do that, you're loving the Lord. So you love your preacher. You encourage your preacher. It tears me out of the frame if something's wrong with Gary. Whew. Hard for me. Hard for me. Because I love him so much. I'm guilty. Okay, I think that's a good thing. You may sit down. Thank you for standing up and thanking the Lord for your preacher. Hey, I think that's a good thing. I did not bring my white Porsche with me. Someone's already asked me. I have a white Porsche. That's my wife. Hey, I don't talk about your name. That's her name, Porsche. She is high maintenance, baby, I'm telling you. The car you eventually get paid for. Hey, by the way, when you saw Mitch and Elise standing over here, you see the gene pool. Come on. You see them good looks. You see where that came from. Not no ugly daddy. But Portia could not be here today. Why? Because Gary rescheduled the surgery. There was some inflammation or whatever in his back. Because we were supposed to have been here like a couple of weeks ago. We were going to come. She and I. But Portia's mom is not well. She's had two strokes. And there's Alzheimer's there now. And what she and her baby sister, I don't know if you remember Amanda. She's like a condensed version of Portia. They've taken their mom to Savannah for 3 nights and to Charleston for 2 nights. And they loving on their mama. How beautiful is that? Otherwise, Portia would be with me. But hey, she said, I want you to go. I said, honey, I'm in Florida. It's already set. Ready to go. They're going to cut him. We got to do this thing. So, there they are loving on their mom. Will she remember a lot of it? Maybe not. But they will. It won't be in that long word, wish I'd have done this or wish I'd have done that. They're doing it right now. Okay, so that's a good thing. Okay, otherwise, she would be here. Hey, what a view. What a view this morning. I'm from Moore County in North Carolina. Pinehurst. The U.S. Open is going on full boom. It is a madhouse in Moore County. They've closed more roads than left open. Okay? I'm sort of glad I'm in Florida. And by the way, I feel like I've come home. Y'all love me here. I feel it. You love the Lord here. You love your preacher here. You love one another. And Jesus said, you'll know that they belong to me by the love they have one for another. It ain't how big your Bible is. It's nice to have a big Bible if you need a big Bible. But it's the love you have one for another. That's what Jesus said is important. And baby, y'all got it here. Fellowship Church is busy. Are y'all busy? I went by that facility yesterday. You're kidding me. You're kidding me. This little old country boy, Richmond County, mine, can't wrap around everything that's happening there. Okay? And it's sort of like, I've been shortchanging the Lord. It won't be that nice. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Where are you going to go and see a facility like that? Where? You're not. Praise the Lord. The prettiest thing about Fellowship Church is sitting right there. What's going on out yonder is mortar and steel. What's going on right here, you can't put a price on. This will last forever. This will last forever. One day that building will be gone. You're eternal. And if you belong to Him, it'll be in a place where the one that gave His life for you will be there. And my mama's going to be there. I'm excited. Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit today about up. Up. Put something up there, Roger. Put up something there. Put something up. Are y'all up today? Anybody up today? Or is everybody down today? We want to be up today. Up. Beautiful. Thank you, buddy. Up. Fantastic. Good job. Hey. Why should we be up? Up. Up. Why do I have to be up to be a Christian? Or do I have to be up to be a Christian? Y'all know the saying, what goes up must come bull. Bull. Does it have to? Appreciate that prayer this morning. Appreciated that. Beautiful. If something goes up, does it have to come down? Yes or no? No. Now, maybe 50 years ago, you'd say, yeah, it does. But we got a lot of stuff out in space right now that will never come back. And you know, you got to go 25,000 miles an hour. That's 7 miles a second to get out of here, to leave the planet. You got to go 7 miles a second to get out of here. So up to like space travel, yeah, that was pretty true. What went up came down. Not anymore. Does a Christian, if he's up, does he have to come down? No, he doesn't. You don't have to. You don't have to. Let's define up. What is up? What does up mean? At or to a higher level of intensity, volume, or activity. Into a what? A happy mood. Are you happy in the Lord today? Anybody happy in the Lord today? I'm happy in the Lord today. Man, I drove 11 and a half hours to get here. I'm happy in the Lord and got a speeding ticket. But I'm happy in the Lord today. That's a crazy red-headed man standing up there. That's what that is. Yeah, I was running 32 and a 20. I'm going 55, then down to 45, then down to 35, and a blue light behind me. Whoop! You were in a 20-mile school zone. At 11:30 in the morning, running 32 in a 20. I said, well, brother, I'm guilty. You got me. I hadn't seen the sign yet. But he got me, but hey, am I happy in the Lord? Absolutely. Gary said, brother, I'd fight that. I said, I'm going to pay it with a smile. $291. Guilty. If that's what I'm doing, that's what I'm doing. Hey, I got some glasses somewhere. How many have never seen me before? You don't know me from Adam Taskat. Okay, so most of you have seen me before. Okay. And I'll let you know I'm used to talking to kids, young people, okay? But somebody said that inside of every person is a child that's trying to get out. So, I'm talking to the right group today. Okay? That's where we at. The definition. Should we be happy? Should we be up? Let's look at Psalm 144, 15b. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is who? The Lord. Is that Bible? Yes or no? That's Bible. Should we be happy? Can you be down and be happy? I mean, can you be an old rusty anchor being dragged around Sarasota County and be happy? Can you? No. Who wants to be around you? How are you going to win people to the Lord? You a stick in the mud. That's not easy, folks. That's tough. We should be happy people. Philippians 4:4 says to rejoice in the Lord when? We should rejoice in the Lord when? What does that mean? What does that mean always? Just here on a Sunday morning? 9:30 to what, noon? Is that when we need to rejoice? When do we rejoice? Always. Should we be happy? Should you be a happy Christian? Wow. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice means to feel or to show that you're very happy about something. And I think eternal life in heaven is probably the biggest main thing. We should be happy about that. Okay? We're happy today. We are happy in the Lord. I want to put up just a couple of up words. There's a jillion of them. There's a jillion up words. Sun up is fresh and new. Upgrade means better than before. See, everything that has up has to do with going to another level. Maybe we'd like to go to another level in our Christian walk instead of where we at. I think that the Lord would want that for you. Let's move on up. Let's move on up for Him. Let's do something. Upsize is bigger and better. Build up. And by the way, in the second service, going to talk about a good man. A good man. In the book of Acts, there's a fellow in there that's so overlooked. You don't know much about him, but the Bible says he's a good man. The only one in the Bible that says is a good man. We're going to talk about him. And this is what he does. He builds up. Fantastic. Good. Next. Upswing. Upswing. Wow. Upswing. Upswing. You know when you're swinging. You know when you're swinging. When my granddaughter, she'll come to the house. She lives right down. They bought our house, so we were homeless for a year till we built the other one. She'll walk up and she'll say, "Poppy, will you swing me?" First thing she says when she gets in the swing, "I want to go what?" Not, "Well, just swing me a little bit." Yeah, I don't want to. No, she says, "Poppy, swing me high. Push me high. I want to go way up." And do you know the thing about swinging? The thing about swinging? Half the time you're swinging, you're doing it blind. You get to the top, you're going back. Down you go. You're doing it blind. Isn't that crazy? You're all excited when you're looking, going down in the valley. Then you get out and you come to the top and then you go back down the valley backward. That's craziness. You're swinging blind half the time. We have got step up, which is an action word, and we'll talk about that one just in a little bit. And we got throw up. That sounds better than upchuck. That's terrible, upchuck. Sometimes you have to do that. You got to get rid of the yuck. You got to get rid of the yuck in your life that you're not doing right. That's a good up word if you need it. Sometimes you have to throw up. Get it gone. Get it out. Lord, help me. Throw that up. That's good. A carousel. Y'all see the carousel? People are riding on the carousel. I want you to tell me who's having the most fun. It's the three couples that are sitting in the boring chairs while you go around. Or is it the 6, 7, and 8-year-olds that's doing this? Who's having the most fun? Maybe you want to be up. What a view from the top. What a view. You want to be up here so you can see. You get way down here and you in the gutter. You down here. How's the view? All you got is 360 of mess. That ain't much of living. You're certainly not accomplishing anything for the Lord when you're down. You in the bottom. The view is horrible. Why don't you get up here where you can see? Why don't you get up here? Lord, thank you for that. I can see now. And He will, because He's faithful. Beautiful, beautiful. We want to be up. Are you an up person? An up Christian? Do you Christian up? Listen to this. This is important. Most people will forget what you say. I'm telling you. Most people will forget what you do. Most people will not forget how you made them feel. You usually get one shot. That's it. And they catch you in a mood when you ain't up. You may never get that shot again. Most people will not forget how you made them feel. I don't like that girl. Why? Because I feel like she's a... You're dealing with her emotions then. You're not dealing with her intellect. Okay? And when someone hurts us that we love, that's why it takes so long to get over it. Because our brain has to catch up with our heart. Because they hurt us. They made us feel a certain way. So, what we got to do is be very careful. We got to be up. We got to tell them that God loves them, and so do I. And I want good for you in your life. And that's a good thing, to be up. How do you make people feel? Do they leave better or bitter? The only difference in better and bitter is I. It's the only difference. Why don't you leave them better than when they got to you instead of bitter? That boy over there, he's a rear end. Do we need a rear end in the family of God?
No.
I don't. Why don't we leave people better than when they came to us? Let's do that. Let's leave people better. Well, I can't be up just all the time. It ain't happening. Well, why? What's stopping you? Maybe you need to cast aside every weight that's so easily holding you down. Let it go. But I love that. Well, let it go if you want to get up. Could be like the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 6:5 says, "Woe is me, I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of people that are unclean." But here, if you read a little bit further, he mans up. He steps up. And he says, "I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me." He manned up. He stepped up. He got up. Quit wallering down here and he got up. That's a good thing. Whatever God calls you to do, He will equip you to do it. Why? How do you know that? Because, number one, you are created fearfully and wonderfully. You got something she doesn't have. You got something he cannot have. And where did it come from? We are so unique, we stink. You are a divine design. That's who you are. Now, why do you want to go screwing around with how God made you? Why don't you be who you are if you want to accomplish something for the kingdom of God? You go changing it. There's already somebody that can do that. You be you. God created you to be you. That's who you are. No one else can do it. Be you. There's purpose in you. But be up while you're doing it, okay? Be up here while you're doing it. Then you're going to really see the you, okay? You are purposely crafted. You're one of a kind. You're unique without peer. No one else like you, John. You're it. Brenda, there's nobody like you. You're it. Won't you let God use you where you stand? That's why you were made the way you are. But you'll hear, I don't know my purpose. I don't know my purpose in life. What is my purpose? Listen to me. Listen to this. I don't know my purpose. What is your passion? What are you passionate about? Why are you so much better at this than this person is at this that I'm passionate about? Because God gave you that. There lies your purpose. Whatever you're passionate about, that is your purpose. Well, that doesn't make sense because I blah, blah, blah. Well, if you ask the Lord to help you with your passion, He will use that in such a way that you're going to just flourish for Him. You're going to blossom right where you've been planted for Him in your passion. That's your purpose. Wherever your passion happens to be. And you know, some people can do stuff, I just don't get it. It's over me. I have no idea how they do that. But we're so unique. We're all individually gifted. That's what we do. Why do people love what they do? Because they're good at it. How many people love to do something you hate? You're not any good at it. You don't. You love to do the things that you're good at. And God's put that in you, that you're good at that. So ask the Lord, Lord, help me to be up while I'm doing what you gave me. Let's be up about it. Well, I would if I had the time, if I had the resources, and if my schedule was better. I think I could probably do more. Because you don't understand what's on my plate. Two words, please. Are you kidding me? If the data does not line up with the desire, don't you dare let that get in your way. But that costs money. I don't have transportation. Yeah, I can't do that. If you have the desire and you know that it's God-breathed, He's put something in you to do for Him, don't you dare let anything get in your way. Why? Why? If you can remember, there was only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Remember? Okay? If you expect God to have a little wiggle room in your life, God, you gave me the desire. You got to make it happen. Then you better hold on. You got to be really careful what you ask for. Might be sitting in your lap. But be up while you're doing it. Be up while you're doing it. You're not going anybody to Christ and you're in the bottom of a wagon wheel rut. Oh yeah, my Lord loves me. Oh my gosh, unreal, unreal. You never know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you got. You never know. And we know that all things work together for good to who? Them that love who? To them that are called according to His purpose. Okay, how's the view where you're standing? How's the view? I want to look really quick at Jonah. We all know the story. We all know the story about Jonah and the fish. We know that. But I want you to look at just a couple of words that's in here. Jonah 1:1, really quick. Here we go. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. Next verse. Watch this. Watch this. So Jonah did what? He rose where? He rose up to flee into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and he went He started good. He rose where? He rose up. But then where'd he go? Jonah, you blew it. He went which way, y'all? Say it. He went where? Do we want to be down? He went down to Joppa. He found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof and went where? You big dummy. The Lord called you, equipped you, gave you what you needed to go do what He wanted. You started up, and then you went what? He didn't just go down. He went down, down. Big dummy. Big dummy. Wow, that is craziness. Why don't you use what God's given you for Him? And do it up. Christian, up. If not, I wouldn't go to the beach. You know what happened here? If you're not going to be about God's business, I'd kind of hang back from the beach a little bit. You know what happened to Jonah? You're not exempt. You're not exempt. Can I tell you a quick story? Yes or no? And it's about moving up. This story is about Morris. Roger knows nothing about this or where I'm going. Has nothing to do with a jar. This farmer has a mule. His wife named the mule Morris. And the old farmer wakes up on a Monday morning and he hears Morris outside praying or braying or whatever a mule does when he falls in a well. Morris is in the old well that's been abandoned for years. He knew it was there, but he fell in it. The farmer walks over. He looks down in the well. There he stands. Oh, whatever mules do. I'm not sure what they do. Hey, I don't know. He says, Morris, I sure am sorry you fell in that well. I can't get you out. Oh, I got an idea. I'll call Ned down the street. He's got four boys. And what we're going to do, we're going to take a load of dirt. I don't use the old well anymore. And Morris is old. Just going to cover him up. Just going to bury him there. We're going to bury him there. That's the plan. They get that load of dirt on the truck. They start throwing dirt. And Morris is down in that well. Ooh, dirt hit him in the back. But Morris is thinking. He could shake a little bit and that dirt would fall right off. And then guess what he did? He stepped up on the dirt. Boom! And they've been at it for 3 hours now. By that afternoon, Morris kept shaking and stepping. About 3:30 that evening, Morris walked right out of that well. The stuff that comes in your life that you think is going to bury you, what I'm going to tell you is, shake it off and step up. Why would you do that? The stuff that you knew was going to do you in, you're going to shake it off and you're going to step up. Y'all think y'all can do that? Say amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray. Father, thank you for Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus at Fellowship Church. What's out there is a building. And God, you've done it. But Fellowship Church goes so much deeper than mortar, stone, and some steel. It has to do with the lives of people. People that you love and that you died for. That's our drive, that's our desires, to reach people for the living Son of God, Jesus Christ. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for loving us with a love that's from everlasting to everlasting. And Father, I pray that you'll do something even now in the hearts of someone that might be here that doesn't know you and says, hey, I might want to know this Jesus. That he can get me out of this hole I'm in. That he'll help me shake it off and step up. Help us to be up. Help us to love others like you love us. And we know that you'll bless. Remembering our pastor that we love, and we know that you're going to help him get up. We want him up. And we're counting on you to do it and thanking you already. You'll get the credit for whatever happens here today. And I ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ. And the people said, Amen. Thank you for coming.